Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Fun and games until someone gets hurt, but there's no fun and games with saying silly things around airports and airplanes while you're on flights. Like, don't say stupid things like, oh, we've got a bomb here or something. You know, things like that. That's just asking for trouble.
I don't know if I've talked about this on air, but we were flying back from Portugal 2 years ago with my dad, and my dad loves jokes, and he thought it would be funny when we were going through the customs area. So we
Well, that's one place you don't stuff up. You stand at attention like a soldier and just yes, no.
You walk through the metal detector thing. Yep. Just after I walked through the metal detector, Dad said, oh, did you tell him about that gun you've got on you? And I'm like, Dad, no.
Not again.
Fortunately, they didn't hear him. I was like, oh, my God, what are you thinking?
The next scene is you and him in Guantanamo Bay or something like that. And he's still trying to tell you the joke and you're like, just stop it.
Trying to cheer me up in prison with a gag. Yeah.
But yeah, around airport security, not a good idea. And when you're on the flight, nothing sus. Just sit there, behave, relax and watch whatever you're doing. Unfortunately for a woman who was on her flight in America recently, she just couldn't quite do that. By name of Charlene Harriet. This woman, they began basically boarding the flight, she sort of was half behaving herself. Then during midair on the flight, she started to get a little bit angry and started to go a little bit feral. So much so, there's been videos and things surfacing of the staff having to duct tape this woman to a chair because she was getting that out of hand.
Whoa.
Something a little bit feral. And then I'm looking at the details, it gets even worse. They restrained her with duct tape as well. And basically, she became even more violent as well because she was trying to bite people. She was trying to hit people. I imagine it was like watching out for the people that are on the plane, was looking at her going, she's probably thinking about this movie and, you know, playing up.
There is
no It sounds like something out of The Exorcist or something. Like spinning,
for
scratching,
head to spin around.
Kicking all that sort of stuff as well.
She'd be popping a face mask on her straight away if she was biting people. I was like, you definitely need a face mask. Here you go.
But the worst thing is she started charging towards the exits and saying she wanted to get off the plane. It's like, well, it's a bit late for that now, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit ridiculous. So obviously the plane eventually landed off. She was duct tape and everything without further incident. And now she's in quite a bit of trouble.
I can imagine.
As you would imagine.
Yeah.
And we actually have audio of her when she was trying to get off the plane when she was charging at people. It sounded a little bit like this, as a matter of fact.
Let me up. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Recently took a car trip down to Eden.
Woo!
Yep, jumped behind the wheel. And about midway through, just past Pambula, noticed that a warning light came on for the engine.
Oh, dear.
Something you never want to see when you're on a long car trip.
It's not a warning light. It's a money light. That's what it is. It should be a dollar sign. You're like, okay,
how much is this going to cost me? When it comes on. Cha-ching. Now, you know, there's ways to handle a situation like that. You can do what Homer Simpson does and just solve it with a bit of tape.
That light says check engine.
Uh-oh. Tape must have fallen off. There. Problem solved.
Of course, we live in the real world, so you can't just do that. And the thing was, we're in the little Ford Fiesta, and when it comes up with a warning light now, it's not just a single light. It has a message for you.
Oh, really?
And so when it popped up on the screen, the message was, engine malfunction, service immediately! Exclamation mark.
Beep, beep, beep.
And we start sort of having a debate. Well, how urgent is this? Like, there's only one exclamation mark. If there was two or three,
yeah, it's getting serious.
And a shocked emoji face, then I'd be like, whoa, we better pull over. This is going to get serious real quick.
You're lucky your car just done that. When Rachel's one had the check engine thing, it would lose power, so you would it would want you to pull over on the side of the road. It's like, yeah, that's not dangerous at all when you're, you know, in an area where maybe you can't pull over.
Exactly.
It's like,
so we're going along at 100 along the Princess Highway. We're like, well, what do we do?
Love and life. And then all of a sudden,
yeah, engine malfunction. I mean, what does that mean? That's very vague. So I turned to my co-pilot and I'm like, check the manual, see what that says. She's flicking through. Nah, it just says, you know, you got to get it serviced. I'm like, well, okay, Google.
Yeah, that's the first thing I do, yep.
She pulls out her phone and starts Googling Ford Fiesta engine malfunction warning.
Could be?
Next thing you know, we're on the Ford forums, just combing through the posts that other people have left, where you know, people that this has happened to.
Yeah, I've been through those a few times when something goes wrong in the car. The ones you usually see first are, don't buy this car, this is why this car. And you're like, oh, that's not what I want to see. Keep flicking through.
We had like guys like, oh, you know, at Ford to the floor says that it's just a glitch, and when you turn the car off and back on again, it'll be gone. Whereas at Fast and the Fiesta 69 says the car's about to explode because of that warning light.
Big so you're difference.
Like, even they can't agree on what's going to happen to this thing.
Yeah, and the engine's a big place. It's not. It's very vague. It's
that's
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, it's something with the engine. Yeah, because the engine's like a tiny little bit of Lego, is it?
Yeah. And I mean, the Ford Fiesta, it's a bomb to begin with. But we honestly started feeling like, you know, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock in Speed. We're like, we've got to keep this baby going.
Constant speed.
And just get to our destination. We turned around. We're like, we're going to go home. But if we stop here, we're going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere having to wait for roadside assistance for hours on end.
Yeah.
So let's just try and get home. And yeah. We're like, yeah, just keep it going.
Because if you keep going all the way to Eden, you just have to wait out until the Eden Well Festival or something. You're just like, all right, something will come around soon.
So fortunately, we managed to get the car home.
Good.
Pulled into the garage, turned it off, turned it back on. No light.
Oh.
That happened on the weekend. We haven't seen it since. So fingers crossed it was just a glitch, like at four to the floor was right on that one. But I'm wondering if this happens to other, like, forms of transport. Like, do pilots ever have this happen?
That would imagine that. It would be a bit different to be like, oh, we can just pull over. You'd be like, oh.
That's it. The pilot comes out of the cockpit. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, we've just had a warning light come on. My co-pilot and I have no idea what it means. We've flipped through the aircraft manual. Can't figure out a solution. Don't really want to do an emergency landing, so we're just going to push on and see what happens. Fingers crossed. Get ready for the brace position.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday, it ended very badly for England in the Euro Cup final. It all came down to that penalty shootout.
A 19-year-old. And now, Italy win.
Yeah, Italy snatching victory from the jaws of death.
3-2 on penalties over England.
Yeah, because, I mean, England were looking pretty good.
They were.
2 minutes in, scored the first goal. It was all going well, and then it all unraveled.
They fooled the whole nation to get behind them.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, they crumbled. Everyone's blaming the manager because of the lineup of their penalty takers. But surely, if you're one of the experienced players, you would be like, I want to take a penalty. Well, they're all hiding, and they're like, oh, he's gone eeny, meeny, money. And you're like,
so we're looking for volunteers, and everyone stood back, took one step back.
So obviously, they'll be having nightmares about that for a very long time. So I wanted to know about what sports match gave you nightmares, whether it was one you were involved with directly or one that you remember seeing. I've got a couple that stand out for me. One of them was when I was playing cricket when I was, I think, about 18 or 19. I had a pretty good match myself. I got 7 wickets for 20 runs in one innings when I was bowling.
Well, all right.
But it was a 2-day game where you could bat twice if you were getting absolutely smashed. We got rolled for 19 runs.
Okay.
The whole team was out for 19 runs. We got put back in again to bat, and we got out for like 22 runs. So we batted twice for like 40-something
43 runs.
Yeah, it was an absolute joke. It still gives me nightmares thinking about that. But that's when I was involved with. One I've seen, though, for me, nothing gives me nightmares more. It was like, okay, cricket, we've had some tight matches in the Ashes over the years, 2005. Recently in the Ashes, I think a couple of years back, over in England again. But for me, the one that gives me nightmares the most has got to be the penalty at the 2006 Football World Cup.
This Lucas is rugby Neal. Union, is it?
This is soccer.
Soccer.
Australia versus Italy. If Australia won this match, they would have played Ukraine in like the quarterfinal, the semi-final of the World Cup. Like it was serious business. And then this happened.
And still Grosso. He's done brilliantly. Play on, says the referee. Oh, it's going to be a penalty kick for the Italians.
They were celebrating like they'd won the World Cup in that penalty. Like there was players on the ground, unlike yesterday at the World Cup, like celebrating, and they had a penalty kick. They scored off the penalty kick. They went through. Australia got knocked out. Lucas Neal was inconsolable, like old mate yesterday for like a week or so.
It was probably triggering for him yesterday, Lucas Neal.
He's like, I can't watch
shootout.
This. He's like, no. But that one still gives me nightmares when I see that.
Yeah.
It's the guy taking a dive from Italy. That was it for our World Cup. We've never even come close to playing that good since.
Oh, so much pressure. Oh. You can understand why people, you know, become a nightmare for them. And that's what we're after. Whether it's a sporting match you watched on TV, if you're a diehard fan, maybe you're a Queenslander who's
repressed memories
living
already.
Through the nightmare of the 2021 Origin Series in Rugby League. Or maybe you played in the game like Hutsy with his cricket.
Scarred.
Game earlier. Yeah, you're scarred for life. 1-300-92-1250. Could have been something that played out on the world stage, or it could have been something just in your local rep club or your local sporting club. We've got Inga from Maria with us. Hello, Inga. What sporting match still gives you nightmares?
Oh, God, I was living in Queensland and I was playing women's AFL for the first time in my life, and we played another team in Toowoomba and we lost 200 to practically nothing.
Okay.
That's the worst. Did you have like a friend that was like convincing you to come and play the sport? Just come and try it. It'll be fun. You'll love it. You'll want to play every week.
Absolutely. I was down the pub the first night I lived there and this guy comes up to me and he goes, you should meet my wife. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
That's good. You'll love her. You'll love her. And then he goes, oh, and join the football team. And the rest was history. I've joined this football team and it was devastating.
Wow. How did you lose by that much? Were you down a few players? Or? Yeah.
No.
That sounds like a cricket score, doesn't it? It's like, are you sure you're on the right field? You went on the cricket field instead of the AFL field?
It was awful.
Did you play the rest of the season or was that it? You were one and done and never playing the sport again?
No, played the rest of the season. I got knocked out in my very first game as well and had to have a brain scan.
That
must be a bad defeat if you got knocked out and you still remember it, just like it was yesterday.
Well, we got through it. You know, I went back for more, so Clearly, it knocked some brain cells out as well, I guess.
200-0. That's embarrassing.
That's a whammy.
Not as embarrassing for North Melbourne at the moment, but still pretty embarrassing. Thanks for the chat, Inga.
Thanks.
See ya.
That's just triggered me again from my cricket days when we played in teams where we were very under strength. We played seasons where it was like 40-degree days, wasting a whole week and not winning a game for the whole season. I was just like, oh, God. I hated those days, but
still 200 points. I mean, I think Inga's getting a call from the Tathras Eagles to play.
Yeah, that's absolutely nuts.
It's like you get to the point where you just like,
stop! He's already dead.
That's where everyone fakes an injury. It's like the game's just been cancelled. We don't have enough players to fill the paddock, but we're asking for your matches that you still have nightmares about in our Power FM Bega Bay Facebook page. And we did have a comment as well I'd like to share from a man by the name of Ray, who had to bring this one up, and as a Dragons supporter, this one still hurts. The 1999 NRL Grand Final.
Mm.
The Dragons are up 18 points to 14. Brett Camoli puts a kick across the field, and then this happens.
Puts the kick over and across. There's a try coming. Craig Smith has put it down. Has he put it down legally?
Oh,
was he onside?
Well,
did he get it down?
What about the high tackle from Ainscoe?
This could be a penalty try.
It was a penalty try. Oh. Jamie Ainscoe forgot how to tackle, collared him around the neck. Melbourne Storm win the game 20 points to 18 and win the title. Thanks, Ray.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.